With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Donald Trump hit the campaign trail in Big Sky Country last night.
Hello, Montana. I've been traveling all over the state. I'll tell you, I know Montana better than you know. I was all over your state today. Everything's 2 hours. When are we going to be there? 2 hours, sir.
The former president states what he sees as the stakes in the 2024 campaign.
This election is about saving our economy, ending inflation, securing our borders, restoring respect for our nation. We're no longer respected. Preventing World War III, especially for all these young people, these young, beautiful people. We don't want to get them into World War III.
Most Americans agree democracy is on the ballot this November, but they disagree on the nature of the threat. Many Democrats continue to see Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. Many of Trump's supporters agree with him that the Biden-Harris administration is the real threat. Hamas continues to use children and other civilians as human shields. The Israeli military says it conducted a strike against a school in Gaza being used by Hamas as a command center. Here's the BBC's Jenny Hill reporting from Jerusalem.
The Hamas-controlled agency said three Israeli rockets hit the school in the Daraj district of Gaza City, which was being used as a shelter for displaced people. It's reported that fire broke out after the strike, with emergency workers trying to rescue those inside. Israeli forces have attacked a number of schools in Gaza in recent weeks. They insist their targets were Hamas bases and claim they take steps to mitigate the number of civilian casualties.
The war that broke out after the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel last year has resulted in the displacement of more than 1.9 million of Gaza's pre-war population. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after one religious group.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a formal complaint with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to have the tax-exempt status of the Catholic League revoked. The foundation accuses the League of dabbling in politics because of a series of social media posts that point out Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. The League says it has First Amendment rights and will not stop posting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has some new pro-family laws on the books, including some that have been blocked by former Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Now that Republican Jeff Landry has entered office, previously vetoed bills have been able to pass and become law. One new state statute broadly bars teachers from discussing so-called gender identity and sexual orientation in schools. The measure prohibits covering those topics during any extracurricular activity as well. This is SRN News. Ben Thomas reports on a tragic and deadly plane crash in Brazil.
In Brazil, a passenger plane crashed into a residential neighborhood of Vinhedo, a city in São Paulo state, Friday. The airline confirmed all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals, though there was no official confirmation of that.
And that is correspondent Ben Thomas. California Governor Gavin Newsom says people who don't have homes are not committing crimes by being homeless.
What's criminal is neglecting people that are struggling and suffering and dying on our watch. That's criminal. What's criminal is people don't have restrooms. What's criminal is people literally putting their lives at risk every single night.
Newsom says he'll start taking state funding away from cities and counties that are not doing enough to move people out of encampments and into shelters. More of these stories at srnnews.com.